Blog Talk Radio.
All make it? I think we were all squeezing to make this call tonight, and here we've been looking forward to it. We haven't gotten together in quite a while, and this is Ann the Heart in Southern Arizona, welcoming you to Dr. Catherine E. May's Wednesday night call with Father, Mother, God, and guests. And I only just a few minutes ago saw who our guest is going to be. I'm very excited because we've missed him a couple of times, and I felt bad about that. But I'll let Catherine tell you about the guest. Dr. Catherine May, as most of us know, but for those that are new, very briefly, is a practicing clinical psychologist with offices in New York City in the Hudson Valley area. She's been in practice more than 35 years, quite well known, but also has been blessed with this unique ability to interact with those of a cosmic nature. And we have just been benefited so much by the communications that she has been able to bring forth in purity and enlightenment. So Dr. May's site is whoneedslight.org. O-R-G, whoneedslight.org. And on that site, you can order her book that took 20 years to write with help from the cosmics. And the name of the book is Who Needs Light, which Catherine has been told to give away, not sell, as long as we pay for the shipping. That would be our part. She is giving away her inventory. And Mother God has identified that book as the Ascension Manual. It gives information, not interesting information, but helpful information, a workbook to take us through the procedures to be ready for our ascension. But that's not for me to talk about. That's Catherine's department, and I'd like to introduce Dr. May right now. We just got a chance to say hello before the call. Catherine?
Hi, Ann. Thank you for that lovely introduction. And you didn't mention your websites, which I will do. Ann has two websites. One's called hollowearthnetwork.com. Many of you are familiar with that. And the other one is earthascends.com. They're sister sites, and together she packs in so much information. There is just all kinds of stuff there. Recent, she posts my channelings, but other things too, and she writes a wonderful newsletter to keep us all involved and up to date. And she also has quite a following. So those are the websites that she began because of the calls with Zora, who we now know as Father God. So we've sort of joined forces here. So we share information and many friends. So it's become a really nice family. And I'm back from a retreat in Canada where communications are a bit difficult, so it's a real luxury for me to be sitting here at my computer with the studio where I can see what's going on and I have a good connection. Hopefully it will remain so. And so it's a real pleasure for that reason to be back in civilization, although it was a wonderful retreat. And I'm learning a whole lot about ascension and how to teach. So more on that another time. I will give the announcement that Anne sort of teased you with. I was just told a couple of minutes ago that by Mother, Father, God, that Archangel Michael will come to talk with us. So usually Mother, Father, God like to give the introduction, and then we'll have Archangel Michael, and Saint Germain will also come and speak with us if we have enough time. He's always on call. So that's the schedule for tonight so far, although sometimes we have surprises. So that's my news for tonight. I do want to mention to folks, while I was away, we got very much behind in the book orders. So if your book is a long time coming, I do apologize, but we're 2 weeks behind in getting the orders out. So unfortunately, we don't have a staff to do these things. So it just has to get done. It's when I have the time and I have a helper who, you know, addresses some of the envelopes, but it's difficult keeping up. Also, it's time to order more books. I have gone through the entire 500 books that I had already bought, and I'm going to have to ask for donations, folks, because I need to buy another batch of books, and my goal is $10,000, and I have about 6. So if any of you would like to make a donation so that these free books can continue to be sent out, it would be very welcome. WhoNeedsLight.org, there's a little button there where you can donate, and that would allow us to buy another whole shipment of books, and I have a volunteer waiting to help send them out who's going to be very efficient. And so things will improve if I can manage to get another shipment of books. So those of you who have contributed already so generously, we're so grateful. The reason I'm looking to have a $10,000 shipment is because the books are cheaper if we buy in larger quantities. So that would keep us for a couple of months. So that's the story for now. Is there anything else I've forgotten to mention that you know of, Anne?
I don't think so. When will you be having your next healing call, Catherine?
Oh, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow
okay.
night. I had a problem and couldn't get to the healing call yesterday morning, but our friend Phyllis did a lovely job of taking over and running the call and letting people join in and talk with each other and had testimonials and so on. So I'm sorry that I missed that one, first one I've ever missed. But tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we have another healing call. And we're sort of experimenting with the format and looking for people to send in their testimonials there. So that's evolving as we go. Also, I'd like to ask you and others, it's going to be possible for me now to move this call to 8 o'clock if that's okay with you and if people think that would be a good time. It is nice to have it on the hour, I think, and the healing calls are at 8, so it may cause a little confusion, although I think people are probably pretty good at keeping track by now.
Oh, we're flexible, Catherine. We are very flexible, and I think the idea of on the hour and consistency is a good idea. So I'm all for it, unless someone has some objections, they can contact either you or me if there's a valid reason to keep it on the half hour. But otherwise, I'm good to go.
All right. So I will post it, and you will too. Next week,
mm-hmm.
we'll have the call at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
From now on Wednesdays until further notice. All
Very
right.
good. We are organized, Catherine. I was running so late. I've been trying to write a newsletter, as everyone knows, forever. And this
I love
very
your newsletters.
Well, it went out, but you know, when you're writing, you're in a different world, and the time flies. And all of a sudden, I looked, and it was on the hour, and the call was on the half hour, and I hadn't gotten any announcements out except for the newsletter I was writing at the moment. And mm-hmm. so your call is posted in there, and then quickly I went to Breaking News and posted it on Breaking News. So I'm sure that everybody will be right here in step with us, and they were already starting to ask. The phone was ringing. The emails were coming. Is there a call tonight? So uh-huh. I'm sure they'll all be here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all good. Now, it just went right out of my head. I was going to tell you about something, and it. Okay. I do want to thank you, by the way. Phyllis has told me, Phyllis is my co-host on the Healing Calls, has told me that she has seen what you're doing to my website. So our wonderful webmaster, Anne, is adding some functions and shifting it over to the service that she has used. So I think it'll be a little easier to work with. So I can't wait to see what you have done.
Well, with the newsletter behind, and I've had a flood of other communication for 3 days, which set me back, if I could just have a block, and if people could hold off their individual emails to me, sometimes it takes all day, just mm-hmm. not wanting to neglect somebody, but then I don't get to work on Catherine's website, and I am loving it. I can't wait for you to see it.
Oh, I can't wait either.
It came out unexpected to me, and it is. I love it. I hope everybody else will. So, anyway, it'll be up very soon.
You know, our volunteer Michaela did a lovely job of getting it started. So she had part of the formatting done, and you know, mm-hmm. it was nice for a while, but the service wasn't reliable. So, for that reason. We're shifting it over to Anne's service.
Well, you have a very heavy load. It's not a light website, Catherine. And with mm-hmm. your history of calls and all the translations, you need a host service that is capable of handling the heavy load that your site carries. And Michaela did a great job. It's just that the host wasn't able to handle the weight of it. And as you all know, my Hollow Earth Network site is a heavy site, lots mm-hmm. of information, and we've never had it go down. So we're moving Catherine's over to this host that does have these large, heavy sites and can handle them, and we don't want to need to get to Catherine's site and find out that the host has dropped it again. So Michaela did a great job. She just did a great job, and I'm just more or less going to be utilizing her groundwork and just reformatting it with the new site and the new look, which I just adore myself. I can't wait for you to see. So with that, I'm going to be quiet because I'm sure Mother God is saying, won't she ever stop talking?
Well, I have one more other thing. Speaking of the website, we now have, and I know you've been posting some of these too, we have so many languages, so many translations. The messages from Sananda, the 18 chapters that are finished, there are about 14 languages, I think, now. And we have some wonderful people. I want to give credits, two things, people who have contributed. I'd like to do that next time. And also people who are doing translations. Louisa, whom you know, Anne, has been organizing these mm-hmm. groups, people who are doing the translations, and they are professionals. And, you know, of course, we don't speak 14 languages, so we have to rely on the people who are the experts to get
mm-hmm.
the best possible translations, and she is scrupulous. So,
yeah, I'm just waiting and only utilizing the ones that you have posted on your website, and that will be, I'm not going to attempt to try to duplicate it on mine for the translations. We'll just refer people to your website, and I'm moving across as they show up on your website right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so that'll be, speaking of load, we're going to have people from all over the world
mm-hmm.
coming to read these translations,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
then they will be replicated in other places because we have given
mm-hmm.
permission. I know you sent me a note from someone who said, well, I've taken Prime Creator's words and I've revised it a bit.
Oh.
I don't think so. No, we don't revise Prime Creator's words and make it more accessible to anybody. And neither do we revise Sananda's words. So it's very important that they be kept word for word as they were authorized. So that's what you will find.
Mm-hmm.
So the authorized version of each language will be on the site, whoneedslight.org. So if anybody wants to come get the chapters and to reproduce them, that can be done, but they must be done in their entirety and exactly as they're written. That's the only requirement, with credits given to the website so that people know where to get it.
Right.
So that's what we're working on, and there's going to be an e-book. Our good friend Harris Fried and friends is putting together a lovely e-book with some artwork from Peg Thompson, computer graphic, beautiful artwork. And the e-book is going to be done in all the languages as well.
Mm.
So the chapters from Sananda will be in e-book form. And Harris has said that when you do this, he's going to do it through Amazon. And when they do it through Amazon, there will be a period, I think, of 5 days when it's free.
Oh.
People from all over the world, we're going to do it all at once. All the languages and all the e-books will appear at once, and they will be, you can order them to download for the first, whatever the time limit is. It's, you know, I think he said 5 days for free.
Mm.
And then after
and
that,
and these will be the new scriptures?
Minimal.
Is that what the content
the
will be?
The new scriptures.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
So we started doing it in English, and then along came all these
mm-hmm.
translations that are
mm-hmm.
so beautiful. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to do a grand opening, all of
wow.
them at once.
Boy, you know, what a team. What a team. Catherine, I just cannot get over the quality of members that have joined. I have to say members. I don't know how to identify. It's like mm-hmm. family members. But the quality of individuals that are attracted to this body of information on all of the sites that we are maintaining now, just absolute top of the line,
wonderful
people. Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
They are.
Yes, and I'm very grateful for their help. And then there's also Bob. I'm sorry, Bob. I have trouble still pronouncing his last name, who did the beautiful music and words.
Oh, yes.
Prime Creator message.
The Ten Commandments that are posted right on the front, of HollowEarthNetwork.com. Oh, just the music stays with me days
yes.
and days. Yeah, it's wonderful.
he chose that music from a dream.
Oh.
And he, I should get him to talk about that and put a piece there about how he developed it. And he's also playing the Himalayan bowls on the piece. So that's,
I saw a little clip. You could see him for just a minute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's on my website too. It's on both places. The Ten Commandments from Prime Creator.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all the credits for tonight. And now we can get on with hearing from our friends in high places.
Don't we love them so much?
Oh, it's been wonderful for me when I was working with this team of women to do the retreat the last couple of weeks. They're just brilliant, and each of them is, you know, we're working on the visual centering, and as we do that, everybody is getting more and more psychic and able to hear and developing their own relationships with Mother, Father, God, with their twin flames, with others, you know, on the other side. And so when we've had something come up in the group, we just sit in a circle, and pretty soon someone starts talking and translating and giving us information. So it was really exciting.
You know, I'm sure it is, Catherine, because you were all alone with this wonderful technique that was taught to many, but no one stayed with it long enough to really master it, as you have over 20 years with your mentor. And then it was just you, and to be able to share it with others so that you have it was like when we watched the processional, when you and Lori, I think it was, were describing the processional on August the 22nd, which is the featured article on blogtalkradio.com/channel panel, where Catherine's all of her calls are posted, but there is a featured call if you haven't heard it. And the interesting thing is, and to skeptics, it's a wonderful validation, Catherine, because you and Lori are seeing, it's like people, it's like the commentators at a parade, you know, and he talks about this float and she talks about that float, and then they see the same things together. And you and Lori were doing that, making it so visual to us who were listening. To this day, I can look back and see it because of your verbal comments that were so much in agreement, which gave validation, you see. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought of it that way. Yes, it was really an exciting night. So that's the update from the North Woods and other places. And yes, I have trained. I am training a number of people, and I know there are folks who would like to be able to learn the visual centering. And Halka Clement, who's probably on the call tonight, has started working with people and has volunteered to work with folks if they would like to learn the visual centering. So there's someone else who can teach it now. So she's just beginning, but she has offered her services to help. Of course, I can't possibly see everybody who'd like to learn it, so it's nice to have others, and she's volunteered. So that will be a wonderful service available, and she's going to be doing that as a volunteer. So we're really building teams here.
Everything is growing, and we just sort of watch it unfold in perfect divine order.
Yes. Now, speaking of, let's ask Mother, Father, God what they would like to talk about tonight.
Oh,
so I'm going to check out here and let them decide. Have you heard from Zaria? Do you know if he's going to be
on this
Father
call?
God's
I don't know, but I posted it in the newsletter, but now that Zaria knows he's got Catherine as a backup when and if he goes to Hollow Earth, Zora said they're changing. He says we're going to have a very interesting call this Saturday, and it's going to be, what did he say? It's all written out in the newsletter, but Catherine has done such a wonderful job of showing she can do it. So if Zaria needs to go to Hollow Earth, we've got Catherine, but we don't have to nail her down on her Saturdays as well. She's booked all week long and then some, 23/7, I think she said. And so it'll go back to the format like it used to be now, and we know we've got our backup if we need it. And it'll be Zaria and Quasar doing a little intro and asking some mailed-in questions or answering. And then it'll be turned over to Zora, and we will hear the familiar fatherly voice of Zora. He says it's all right to call him Zora again. I love the way he said that. You could just feel the warmth when he said those words on that call of the 26th. If you haven't heard it, be sure to hear it before.
I haven't had a chance to hear it yet. I will.
Oh, yeah. And he says, it's okay to call me Zora. And he said it with so much love. And so, anyway, we will hear the fatherly voice. We'll hear Zora all hour long. And he's wanting to reestablish.
This is on Saturday.
Saturday. At 9 Pacific, 12 noon. And it's on my Hollow Earth Network site and also in the newsletter. And he's wanting to reestablish for the new people. Go back now. They come in now, and we've got the benefit of all this prior knowledge, and new people are grabbing hold of a fast-moving freight train and getting yanked away, but they don't have the support and the foundation. And Zora wants to go back and reestablish that. So that's what he'll be doing.
Wonderful.
He'll be educating people so that they're prepared because we're getting so close and he wants them to know what to expect. So that's what will be happening on the Saturday call.
Good.
And Zaria, of course, is Zora's son, and that was who Catherine was just asking about. So, yep, they're here, and he's good to go. So, Catherine, you got a free Saturday.
Well, we'll see. He often asks me to channel him Mother God so they can talk to each other.
I know. Well, we'll see how it goes. That's the way I understood it when he talked about it. So,
okay.
Alrighty.
Well, tonight I will just ask for Mother, Father, God, and they both come through together. Sometimes I'll be able to tell which one it is. Often it's Mother God who speaks for me for both of them.
Okay, well, we'll let you go ahead and get just settled in, and we'll quiet down here and slow our pace to the nice, comfortable pace of Mother, Father, God. And, I can tell Mother God's voice. Father God's I don't quite recognize as I do when it comes through Zaria, but I can tell Mother God's voice. And I bet she's probably here now putting up with all of our silliness. Mother God, Father God, are you here?
Hello, dear. Yes, you know who this is.
Yes, I know it's Mother God.
Yeah. Well, it is an interesting time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The United States is up in smoke, as you might say. The bad actors in Congress are causing mayhem and chaos. This is not such a bad thing, you know. It does make one want to replace the whole thing, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was their intention. But it certainly is working in that direction. It's making this entire system look like it just isn't working. So I don't think that was their purpose. that was not their intended purpose, but they certainly are doing a good job of making it look like they need to be replaced. And, of course, we're all looking forward to that. We won't go into that in detail, at least I won't, but we will have a conversation today with Archangel Michael, who hasn't been here to talk with us for quite some time. And it's always a pleasure to hear from him. He's such a versatile young man and has such interesting perspectives on things. He's also a marvelous healer. And you know, Catherine just mentioned that her student, Halka, will be teaching visual centering. And, of course, she is the earth incarnation of Celeste, who is Archangel Michael's twin flame. And they are what you might call a power couple. And a pleasure to be around. So he will come and talk with us in a bit. I just want to offer a little support and some encouragement and perhaps an exercise for folks to practice, because you are going to be hearing a lot, all of you, about ascension, about how to practice for your ascension, about what you need to do to raise your level of consciousness. And we have been, little by little, you might say, encouraging you to see this process as not something that's going to happen to you, but something that you will do for yourselves. It must be that way, you see. That is the way of the universe. Any individual who chooses to may ascend. Any planet who wishes to may ascend. But there are conditions. The conditions are not imposed by us or by any council or governing body. They are imposed by universal law. Physics, you might say. If you wish to rise, to raise your consciousness to a higher level, you must pass through the barriers that are created by the physical difference. And of course, you, here on planet Earth, will be moving from what was the third dimension to the fifth, which is a large leap by any standards, and will require a very different approach from the lives that you have led in the past. And when this happens, when you do your ascension work, you will go, let's say, you know, it's very hard to describe these things in your language because you don't have any real experiences in your life to compare it to. But let's say you are in a southern climate. You're wearing your sleeveless clothes and your summer shorts. And suddenly the temperature drops to 30 degrees. You open your front door and you walk into a blast of cold air. You're not going to stay there very long, are you? Well, that's the closest I can come to a description of what it would be like to try to ascend without preparing yourself. It would be a very unpleasant situation, and no one would wish that on you. So this is why we would like to help you prepare. this is not a punishment. It's not that somebody is going to get left behind and somebody else is going to get to go. It's not like that. It is more like the way you're used to moving from first grade to second grade to third to fourth and so on, all the way through high school and college if you wish to, and then graduate school if you wish to. And those steps that you take along the way are the preparation. You don't go from first grade to college. You prepare yourself. First you learn to read. And so on. You learn to do mathematics. You learn about science. It's going to be like that. You will need to prepare yourselves. You're going to learn a lot about your own psychology. This is why we have recommended Catherine's book, because it does help people to prepare themselves emotionally. The book does not contain anything like what we, like the messages we have given. It's entirely different. It's a preparatory exercise. And we will take credit for having helped her arrange it. She did spend a long time writing it. And we did help out a bit at the end, along with Saint Germain, who called himself Hemingway at the time. I think he has admitted now that it was actually Saint Germain. It was fun teaching Catherine about our computer skills. And you know, Saint Germain does like to do his pranks sometimes, so he did have fun teasing her a bit by interfering with her computer when she preferred that he not do so, but we all worked it out, didn't we? So, here's the story about ascension for now. We've told you the energies are rising, and in your process, I will gently describe to you what you need to be working on now. The goal to achieve raising your body into the fifth dimension means that you must be completely aware and completely in tune with your own body. By this, we don't mean you can look in the mirror and recognize yourself. We mean that you can breathe, concentrate, focus inward, and make a mental picture of yourself, for yourself, of all of your organs, your muscles, your bones, your nervous system. You will be studying anatomy. It's a good thing. Most of you are entirely too unfamiliar with your own physical makeup. This body you have lived in all your life, and yet you know so little about it. Now is the time for all of you to begin learning, to take command of your own body. Know its functioning. Know how your feelings affect the way your body operates. Catherine is doing the healing calls, and with every call she teaches a little bit more about how to be in tune with your own body, what to look for, how to work with your doctors, how to work with your body without relying on your doctors, when there are things that you can take care of yourself, which, of course, from our point of view, is everything. Now, we're not saying we don't like doctors. they do provide a wonderful service for certain things. If you have a broken bone, you don't want to meditate over it. You want to have it set properly. If you're going for surgery, you want to make sure you have an excellent surgeon. However, most of the things that the medical establishment believes are must only be dealt with by a physician are actually the things that you, all of you, need to be able to understand and work with yourselves, especially when it comes to your immune system. You need to develop an entirely new understanding of how to work with your body's protective mechanisms, how to make them more effective, more powerful, how to get your immune system to be your protector, and especially how to learn to love your body. And when I say love your body, I mean feel the sense of affection, appreciation, even adoration that you may remember feeling if you had a child. When you look at a baby, the feeling you get toward a baby, they look so scrumptious, you want to hug them and kiss them and gobble them up in the friendliest possible way, of course. That's the feeling you need to develop for your own body. So many of you have been taught to think of your body as the enemy. It is not. It's your vehicle. It's your vehicle for pleasure, for excitement, for fun, for transportation. Think of all the things that you experience in one day because of the wonderful sensory equipment you've been given. You know, we've thought long and hard about the human body, especially about your species, humankind. You are a wonderful combination of genetic makeup coming from many different sources. And the result is something wonderful. Unfortunately, you don't see your bodies the same way we do. We see the combination of each of you, your soul and your body together. A wondrous, wondrous thing. How can I teach you to see yourselves the way we do? We look at you and we see perfection. We see strengths. We see vulnerabilities too. We feel sad that you don't really adore and appreciate your bodies as you might, because when you do, believe me, your life will be much more fun. And so I'm encouraging you to begin today to spend a good 20 minutes every day examining your body from the inside out. Do it the way you've seen a baby do. When they look at their hand, they turn their hand around, they look at it like it's a UFO. with great wonder. And then they look at their toes. And they pull their toes all the way up to their eyes to look at them and to taste them. Think of your body that way, with that kind of wonder. Imagine the complexity, the intricacy of all the interactions between and among your organs, your nervous system, your circulation, your breathing. And that's before we even go to the intricacies of your brain and your sensory equipment. It is a wonderful mechanism. And when you appreciate your body, and then you add to that what you've been talking about for some time, the experience of your heart-mind, when you concentrate and feel your heart, the center of your soul thought, and you connect it to the center of your brain, where you can hear us, where you can reach the wisdom of the ages, where you can remember past lives, and where your intuition is so active you can see the sparkles in the air when you look around you. Tune yourselves, dear ones. Tune yourselves the way you would tune a fine instrument. This is the pathway to ascension. Now, today we've talked about your body. The next time, we'll talk a little more about your emotions and how emotions interact with your body. For now, begin these exercises. Breathe. And all of you should be meditating every day because it helps you to regulate and balance, to look inward, to reach a state of calm and real communication with yourself. It is the basis of what your scientists now call emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is in your heart mind. Now breathe. Nice, deep, comfortable breaths, and feel your heart. Let it expand. And as you sit comfortably and straight in your chair, open your heart and let us just pour our love like a waterfall directly into your heart. I guarantee you, dear ones, you will never be lonely. You will never feel bereft. You will never feel depression or despair if you open your hearts and let us pour love down through you until you can experience the feeling of being so precious, so priceless, so worthy, so valuable to yourself and to us, that you will have that wonderful feeling that comes when you acknowledge your heart and your connection. attention to the center of your brain. And you will feel like you're in love. That, my dear ones, is your normal state. Being in love with yourself, with life, with breathing, with everyone around you, it is a wonderful state and it is your birthright. It is the way we made you. It is not some impossible dream to think that you can elevate yourself to this impossible place. No. This is your normal state. To open your heart and be in love. And that is our exercise for today, dear ones. For this week, I want you to practice it every day. And you will feel like you're in love. And other people will see you feeling that way, and they will fall in love with you too. And hopefully they'll fall in love with themselves. And you will see the circle expanding around you of people who are feeling love. And won't your environment be pleasant then? This is the magic. This is the secret. And this is also the path to ascension. And now, I will turn this call back to our dear Lady Nada. And she can do the introductions for our dear Archangel Michael. Are you there, dear?
I'm here. This is exciting. Yeah. I'm so happy that you shared this. We had a little distortion for about 5 minutes, just as you were describing falling in love with yourself. I don't know. Maybe it'll be better on the recording. It was only about 5 minutes, and then it came back clear again. It was wonderful, and I'm glad that you're providing us with exercises. We still see things linear, and so to be given a procedure makes it more understandable at this point, and we're very grateful. Thank you so much, Mother God.
Well, I'm back. It's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Okay, we had a little distortion. Yeah, it lasted, I would say, about 5 minutes, and then it got clear as quickly as it got bad. I tried treating my telephone. I don't know if it helped or not. But anyway, it got better.
Well, I see that my wireless connection or my wire.
Yeah, your Skype went down. Yeah. Yeah, you're back online again, but you were offline on Skype.
I'm not on
but
Skype.
But it was still coming through when you went offline.
No, I'm not on Skype. I'm on, I have it plugged into my my modem, but I see the light has been off and now it's back on. I wonder if that might have
caused... I don't know.
Oh, aren't we techies?
Yes, yeah. I thought, how can
out?
She be talking and it just said Catherine May is offline on Skype?
Really?
I don't know.
Huh. Well,
The volume continued, but we had distortion, that old garbly stuff.
Oh, I had hoped that they had it fixed.
Well, it was only about 5 minutes. I didn't want to make an issue of it. I thought it could break any time, and it did.
So I think we all, when those things happen, if we all put our intention into our telephone lines for clarity and purity, I think we can kind of do something about it.
Well, I hope so. All right, so we have Archangel Michael.
This is a first.
Today.
Yeah. For me,
yeah.
It's a first.
Is it?
Uh-huh, it is.
Okay. Well, let's see what he has to say.
Yes, because twice he was with us, and we just plumb ran out of time, and I felt so bad. He waited to be last, and twice he was there, and we didn't really have an opportunity.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
so
he's saying in my ear, my dear, there is no time. Don't worry.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We didn't keep him waiting.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, if you're ready, we'll let you kind of settle down.
Okay,
and
he's right here in my left ear. So,
well, he's ready to go then,
say.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just let Archangel Michael take it away.
Hello, everyone. Yes, thank you, Lady Nada. Take it away. Well, I hadn't planned a vaudeville act for tonight, but let's see what information I might be able to provide for you. As you know, I am very interested in what Mother God was speaking of, the preparations for ascension. I'd like to speak a little more about that as well. I have been attending the workshops that Catherine and her students, all of whom are archangels, by the way, they have been working very hard in training to learn to do the work themselves and also to teach. They have formed a troop, you might call it, a very talented and bright women who will be wonderful teachers for the coming era. You know, it is a time of the great transition. In the writings and on the internet, you hear all about me, and there are very glamorous pictures of me with the
distortion. Can you help us, Archangel Michael?
Oh, dear. I can barely hear you, dear.
Yeah. I cannot hear your words. Clear the lines. Clear the lines.
Let's ask someone. I'm going to have Catherine run this panel and ask someone to come on. Here is cell phone number 414-0933. Oh, it has to be that button. Hello? 414.
Hello?
Can you hear?
Hello? Because I cannot hear you. The level of noise.
Oh, dear.
Now, clear the lines.
I can't hear you. We cannot hear you. No, I'm going to back. Let's try another person and see if there's anyone can hear us or if this is everyone who's having this problem. This is 520. Oh, dear. 0288. Sorry, now I'm going to hang up. Okay, this is Catherine back. Dan, are you there?
I think you're just there. Are you there?
horrible. I just opened the chat room. When I opened the chat room, I don't know if anyone can hear me. It doesn't seem to be opening. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to treat my equipment to see if it'll flow through the line. After about 5 minutes, but we don't want to waste any words. What a shame. Well, I don't check the chat room either. I don't know why. I can't understand. Oh.
Well, we've just about to hear from Michael.
My mic is open and your mic is open. I can close mine and see if that makes a difference. Just a minute.
Oh, okay. Okay. Close yours and let's see.
That's the only change I can make is to close my own mic.
I got it. Now, let's see what happens. If I, here's number 760 and the last four are 4328. I'm opening your line. 760. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Speak to me, please. No?
No, we cannot hear you very well.
Oh, now I can hear you. Can you hear me? Is it broken? Does it sound like broken?
No, it's good.
Now it's good.
Cool.
It might be Anne's line. All right, thank you. I'm gonna close your line. I'm gonna try another person and see if that's what might be the problem. Telephone number 661-0240. I'm gonna put you on and tell me if you can hear me. 661, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Could we have your name, please?
Well, my name is Nash.
Oh, and I can hear you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
Oh, hello. Well, nice to hear from you, and it looks like I can hear you now. So it must be something that has to do with Anne's line. Did you heard the garbled sound?
Yes, it went on for a long time.
Yeah. So I think it may be Anne's line. Okay, thank you for the test. I'm going to put you back on hold. Well, it looks like it must have to do with Anne's line. So Anne, I'm going to have to ask you to keep your line closed so we won't be able to hear from you. But let's see what happens in a few minutes. Maybe we can try again. Or actually, we could do another experiment to put you back on. Let's do one more. 414-0933. You're on
the
line.
Yes, hello. I hear
Hi.
You.
Hi.
Oh,
seems
thank
fine.
You.
Good.
Thank you. I'm from Wisconsin. I can hear you.
Oh, great. So it was garbled for a while there, wasn't it?
Oh, it was terrible.
All right. Well, I'm back. So let's see what we can do. Thank you for the test. All right. We'll be back for questions later on. Hopefully we'll have time to do questions. Now the panel's not working. I'm going to close that line. All right. So, Anne, I'm going to put you back on just for 1 minute and say hello, and let's see if it's your line. Okay, I just put you back on, Anne.
Okay, I am on, and I ran out to get my cell phone in case that would make it any better. But my line is open now.
So maybe it wasn't your line. Or
yeah.
Closing it and opening it? Oh, who knows.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we're back on. If it does start to get garbled again, close your line and see if that helps.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you or Archangel Michael can hear me when I say that it's getting bad. I made a note of the time. It was at 6:28 when it went bad. Uh-huh. It'd
well,
be 9:28.
I don't know.
Okay,
know in the
what,
past
what do you want
had,
to do, Catherine?
I want to get Archangel Michael back. But I
okay.
do want to let you know, in the past, it did have to do with the co-host line. So if you hear it get bad, take yourself off the line and see if it gets
I
better.
I will.
Okay.
I will. And
all
then
right.
I'll see if I can call in on the other phone, and we'll see if that causes a problem or if it just has to do with the idea of a co-host.
I think it might just be the co-host line.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Okay, let's get Michael back here.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. We'll just give a pause here just a little bit because the last I remember, the last words I heard clearly from Archangel Michael was introducing the group that Catherine has been working with, that they are all archangels, and they're learning and they're teaching. They're quite a troop. They're talented and bright teachers. And that was the last that I had written before the distortion. Archangel Michael?
Thank you, Lady Nada. Yes, now I know where we left off. Well, it was a very exciting time for me to watch them being trained because, of course, they're learning the visual centering, which is an ancient technique and which is very effective to help people balance and to prepare for ascension. And it also, as you were talking about earlier, it helps people to become very much in tune with us. It helps to develop your psychic abilities, which, of course, is what happened with Catherine. The more she practiced, the more she began to hear us. And, of course, that was delightful for us as well. So now we have a number of people being trained in their psychic abilities and also in their abilities to help others. And they are using the old tried and true method, something like trial by fire. You must go through the training yourself in order to teach others. And so the training that they were involved with Catherine was to help each and every one of them to become very clear, very knowledgeable and aware of their own thoughts, feelings, actions, and in complete command at all times. Now, this sounds like a terribly tall order, but as Mother God just said, it is your birthright. It is the way you're made to be in this state of love and affection and perfection. It is in your nature. Now, speaking of your nature, humankind has gotten a bad rap. And I, as you might suspect, I can tell you, it was the Dark Hats who perpetrated these ideas that humans are naturally terribly aggressive and love war and are vicious and competitive to one another. They must be controlled and managed like cattle, or they will do terrible things to one another. Well, of course, this is nonsense, but it did appeal as a storyline to those who preferred to have a police state. And by convincing everyone that they require a police state, look how effective it has been. You live in a
world where everyone is being managed all the time. And, of course, the effect it has is that it makes everyone feel restless and resentful. And now they prove their case. Look how aggressive you are. Well, yes, if you sit on anyone for long enough, they will become upset. And this is what has happened. In those areas that you call the developed world, what has developed has been a police state. And then, you know, the developed, so-called developed countries export their police state to other less developed countries. It has been the Dark Hats who organized this and perpetrated the story about human beings and how they need to be controlled and managed and kept orderly and constantly supervised, searched, and questioned about their behavior, about their possessions, about their intentions, and so on. It is not true unless you treat a human being like a criminal. They do not become criminals. You have to force someone into a state like that. You know, you are actually very social creatures. You only have to look at a baby. You don't see babies being pushy and mean. They simply ask for what they need, and when they receive it, because of their helpless state, they need to receive. When they do, they're perfectly happy, grateful, full of smiles, and love. And that is how you are intended to be, filled with love. So for many of you who have been raised for many years in a state of fear, suspicion, control, you're taught to control yourselves. What a concept. No one should be controlling themselves. That's a contradiction in terms, isn't it? It implies two different entities. You, the controller, and yourself, the one who is controlled. It puts a separation between you and yourself that is terribly destructive. It means you cannot ever be a friend to yourself. Because one of you is the master and the other is the slave. Or one is the boss and the other is the peon. It was the Dark Hats who designed this system. It was very effective at making all of humankind feel guilty and ashamed. Or angry and rebellious, whichever your family or your community group prefers. It was a shame to see so many people doubting themselves, doubting each other, being suspicious of one another, needlessly. And in the context of this, still, you manage to be helpful to your neighbors, loving to your families. You developed friendships, sometimes across lines that were supposedly impassable, across cultures, across races, and now more and more,
courageous young lovers are breaking all the rules, crossing the boundaries, Asian, African, white, Native American, all the races, combining and mixing happily. These are the times, you know, when peace is truly found. It's when the lovers have their way. It will always be the young people, those who fall in love, who will lead the way, who will show the world that there is no point in disparaging or hating someone just because they seem to look different from you. What a silly notion. You don't hate dogs because they don't look just like you. That's about how much sense it makes. Why would you not love someone just because their skin is a different color from you? Well, I don't need to remind you, the people on this call, you're not that sort of people who have been brainwashed by the dark hats into thinking that anyone who's different from you is bad. But there are so many who still believe those things. And they will need to learn. Now, the training that Mother God has begun to teach you and that I will be helping you with is designed to eliminate all these old misconceptions, difficulties, estrangement between you and yourself. That's the most important place to start, because if you can heal the separation between you and yourself, you will heal the separation between you and the rest of the world. And I guarantee you, when you begin to love yourself, all of you, your spirit, your mind, your body, your emotional body, all of you, you will never again feel alienated, because the alienation you feel, dear ones, is from yourself. This is the illness of your Western world. It is common in other cultures as well. But we will address it here because this is our English discussion, and people listening are familiar with that language. We will begin with the separation that is common. It's even common in your English language. You have a different word for I and for me. And for myself. You know why you have so many different words for the same thing? Because you see it differently. You think I is different from me. And me is different from myself. That does create confusion, doesn't it? Well, let's begin, dear ones. Let's begin by exploring how creatively you can make friends with yourself. And when you do, you will find the exercise that we have given you much easier. We have talked about your I am presence.
and that developing the skills and the stance and the balance within yourself to connect with God is to develop your I am presence. Well, it is an analogy. If you cannot connect with yourself, how are you going to connect with your I am presence? How are you going to connect with your higher self? If you haven't deeply, simply, comfortably, and lovingly made the connection to yourself. Now, the self I refer to is that glorious combination of body, mind, heart, feeling. That is your heart mind. And that connection, Mother God has described, between your heart mind in the area of your heart and the center of your brain. That connection includes your soul. And when you make peace with your soul, you can also make peace with your body in this lifetime. And you will begin to feel the most harmonious symphony. That is you. All of the parts of you in harmony create what would, if you put it into sound, would be a beautiful orchestra. All of your organs, your breathing, your pulse, your heart beating, your eyes moving, your brain firing, all of the areas of your body in motion. It creates a beautiful light, and it creates the sound of an orchestra. Each of you play your own music as you walk through your day, as you walk down the street. Be aware, you are vibrating, and you are vibrating your tune. You are vibrating your meaning, the meaning of your life. And it emanates outward from you so that everywhere you go, you are telling your story. It's in the vibration. It's in the electrical energy that you put forth into the world. You tell your story. Think about your story. Think about what you want to tell the world. Do you want to tell the world a story of joy, of hope, of love? Or do you want to tell the world a story of despair? For everywhere you go, you are telling your story. And when you do, you're also telling your story to your body. If you have a story of despair to tell, of alienation, of pain and disappointment, your body will be bathed in those feelings, those thoughts, all day long. And your body will become ill. It is inevitable, isn't it? How could it be otherwise? Tell your body a story of joy, and you will feel perfect health. And then you will be able to say to yourself, I demand the experience of perfect health. And you will have it. And you can add to that, I demand the experience of perfect happiness. And you will have it. And now, dear ones, I would like to leave some time for all of you. We've given you lots of information about how to practice and how to prepare yourself for your ascension. You can go back and listen to these recordings again. You can practice the exercises that Mother God will give you. You can let me remind you again at another time by listening to these calls again. And I will be back. Mother God and I will have a program for you of exercises and reminders and suggestions about how to raise your level of vibration and how to proceed with your ascension training. I hope you do enjoy it, dear ones. I am Archangel Michael.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope everyone has taken notes, and I think it's an easy way for us to start. I'm very grateful that you've taken the time. Archangel Michael, first time I've had an opportunity to interact with you. And Catherine, are you here with us?
It is my pleasure, dear. He came back in to tell you that.
I thought that doesn't sound like Catherine. I thought, Catherine, your voice has changed.
Oh,
That's
interesting.
Nice.
He does sound, it feels different in my throat when he's talking.
Isn't that strange? That was nice of him to do that. Yeah. I've never interacted with Archangel Michael before, so that was wonderful.
He's wonderful energy. Mm. He's easygoing, too. You know, he's easy to...
He reminds me of Saint Germain. He kind of jokes a little bit, you know.
Uh-huh, yes. Well, they're all good friends, you know.
I can see that, yeah. Well, let's see. We're sitting here with 30 minutes in front of us. If you want to go the full 2 hours.
We've got a whole lot of questions.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, if you're ready, we can start.
Let's take some questions.
I'm going to go, there's always one up above me, and I missed that one. So I'm opening the line now in area code 414, ending in 0933. And when your line is open, everybody, so I don't repeat all the time, remember you're going to give us your name, your location, and one clear question. So go right ahead, area code 414.
Hi, my name is Tanya. I'm from Wisconsin, and my question is there any of the ships, any of the Federation ships in our area? It seems like everyone else gets the action and we don't.
In Wisconsin?
Yes.
You mean? This is Catherine.
Yes.
I have a suggestion. Last night at... you're on about the same latitude that I am. Last night at 7:30, I looked out to the due west, and I think it was the New Jerusalem. I think that's the morning star. I think that's where the evening star is now. It's
mm-hmm.
Venus,
And it was
very
so bright,
bright yeah.
last night. Can you see that from where you are, Anne?
Yeah, yeah, very bright. Started to the southwest to me.
Southwest a little bit, yeah. It's, I guarantee you, if you go out on a clear night, I think around, well, I don't know when the sun sets near you, but just after sunset, you will see it. And there's another thing you can, if you're near a lake, we discovered this in Canada. We would, I have a little dock that goes out over the lake a little bit, and we'd look up in the sky and find, you know, some stars looked a little brighter than others, and then we would look down in the lake, and the reflection would be so bright for just a few stars. And then you'd look up in the sky, and they didn't look that bright in the sky, but in the reflection of the lake, they were really bright. So what we figured out was that that's because they were close. So the ships are much closer to us than the stars. And the reflection from the ships was really bright in the lake. And then we would look up, and sure enough, we'd get our flashlights and flash out at them, and they would flash back with green and red. And I'll tell you how you can identify which are the ships. They catch your eye. If you're just scanning the sky, they catch your eye because they're not twinkling. They're flickering. They don't look like stars. They flash.
Okay.
So they're positioned where a star would be.
Okay.
And unless you know what to look for, you wouldn't necessarily see it right away. But they, once you identify what that is, you'll see. They're really easy to tell because they have a different look about them. They flash instead of just little twinkling.
Okay. I'll pay more attention.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
good
you'll
help
see.
For everybody.
You'll be able to. There are dozens of them up there.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, Tanya, I'm going to ask you to please touch the number 1 on your keypad now, and that will lower your hand for us so it'll make it a little clearer who's still waiting. And in the meantime, I'm putting you on hold and opening someone in Arizona ending in 0288, and your line is open.
Good evening. It's Cynthia in Tucson.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hello there. I appreciate you taking my question, and, of course, love being on the calls, all of the calls. Okay, this is my question. Last time a gentleman called and asked about the dinar, and it turned into the answer. It seemed that it became, the answer was about getting rich quick. And I could understand what was being said about that. I can understand that. And what I found was a contradiction, and that could be not the right word, was that in earlier calls, Zora and Saint Germain both had made statements about prosperity packages, and it just seems like I have invested in prosperity packages. Every time I ever invested in something, it never happened because it was controlled. Once the Americans got involved, it got stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So there were there were at least 3 of them that got stopped. And
Cynthia?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Anne. I know a lot of us were taken aback by a kind of a scolding, so to speak, about get rich quick or amassing. I don't think that was really intended for us as individuals. And in fact, I got a call from Zora after the call that night, and he said he would be calling. That was on Wednesday. And he said, I'll be calling tomorrow with a message. And so on Thursday, he did call. It was about 10 my time. He and Quasar, because of course Zaria was gone, Zora was in Zaria's body, and we have a wonderful message where Zora reassured everybody that it wasn't amassing riches, it was relief and being able to breathe again. And you might want to go and listen to that call and be assured that we are understood. And it's available on the homepage of Breaking News on the Hallow Earth Network. And you'll love and a lot of good information from Zora.
Sure.
And it was recorded, so it's right there on Breaking News, and you'll feel better.
Thank you.
Thanks. I can add something to this. I asked Saint Germain about that after the call, and he explained to me that this is a philosophy that he was trying to get across, that it's, how can I put this? It's when you use the conditions that the dark hats have set up to cure the conditions that they set up, you're not really getting rid of the problem. Now, this is from the person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is from the person who, of course, has set up the prosperity funds and has tried to cure the problem of money being held by a few by creating a program that would simply flood the world with money so that nobody can have all of it, you know. But he still doesn't like the idea of currency trading as an activity at all. It should never have been started in the first place.
Right.
And it is
yeah.
a way of controlling a country.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone can trade currency, they can control the country. So it will have to be eliminated eventually.
Yeah.
That whole procedure must be eliminated.
Yeah.
Because any time a country's currency is up for trade, they're in danger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they were set up to control us, and we were born into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pre-established thousands of years ago to put limitations and boundaries on prosperity, and
mm-hmm.
we just grew up in it.
So it's hard to explain to people why
mm-hmm.
this is not a good thing when you just want
mm-hmm.
to have dinars so you can give it to people who need it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying, but I'm not doing something bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right, your intentions are not bad. The system is bad.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. We were innocent in our
mm-hmm.
investing only to help ourselves because things are so depressed. And conditions in our lives as you get older have changed. My mom's
mm-hmm.
86 and 65, and some of the conditions have changed now from when we were young and working and doing this and doing that. And
hopefully everything.
We don't want to depend on the government for help. So anyway, here we are.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
hopefully it's all going to change.
We were innocent, and I do understand what he said, but the only thing that was, my heart sank because from one month to another, it went from, you know, of course they're all going to be released, and of course we know about the Saint Germain Fund that was established hundreds of years ago, and so when that was said, I just felt sad and figuring out what we're going to do now.
It was not intended to make you feel sad. That was not the purpose. But I think what he was hearing and feeling, and I have felt a lot of it myself, was that once people started to hang their hopes on currency trading, it it creates a feeling that is the introduction to greed. It's not that light workers are greedy. That's not it. But it's designed to suck you in to this system where you're back into the mindset of thinking that money cures problems. And I think that's what he was trying to... He's trying to bring the discussion...
I understand that. But I also understand that in order to function here right now, you have to have funds, and you know, when you went ahead and invested some money, we were just expecting some type of return. That's all.
But
and
that's the problem
also,
with
I have been part of Freedom Club for since 2006, so I've been listening to them and following them since 2006, and of course I very much understand everything that has happened to the world and to our society and to everybody else in the world in the last, 13,000 years. But anyway, I'm just saying we were just innocent investors, and I do understand everything that you're saying, and I very much appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Cynthia.
Yes.
I'm going to close the...
I'll go ahead and open the next line. Cynthia, if you'll hit number one, it'll lower your hand. It'll make it a little easier for us here. And I'm going on to area code 202, if I can get your line to open here. Go right ahead, ending in 4189.
Good evening. This is Lizanne. Thank you for doing these calls. I'm in the just outside Washington, D.C., in Maryland. And my question is, it's kind of a little bit different, but it's something that I wanted to ask. I have many friends that are employed by a relatively large nationwide corporation that is being sold to an even bigger worldwide corporation. And there are several people, I'm a very active light worker and teacher, and I have part of my group is employed by this company. And in the frenetic chaos of this company, the sale is to go through in January. And in the frenetic preparation of all the middle and upper middle management, they have become almost unbearable to their employees. And the employees, you know, I've worked with them and sat with them and tried to say you need to bless them. All of us need to bless the people who are running around and being absolutely evil to the employees. I'm talking, this is a big big company, and it's in
you
the
death
care
names.
Industry.
you can name names.
It's the second largest death care industry in the United States, and it's being sold to the largest death care industry, and that right
well,
there
United
should say, you, yeah, and Stewart Enterprises and is the smaller company, but they are just they're micromanaging. They put in cameras, and the people feel so is the word subjugated.
Now, do you have is
and
there a question?
Well, what can I do as a light worker to work with my friends that are there and because they can't all just walk off the job. They don't have the funds personally, and they have families to support and grandchildren and such. And what can I do for them or to help them move on through this without being, I mean, one of the conversations I had with one person was very, very, very angry and the vibrations that we've been working on, he's been working on, fell way down because of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's get to an answer. I can also call in Archangel Michael, but we're getting, you know, the time is running short. So,
yes,
I think you hit the nail on the head. We must not, no matter what, we must not give in to becoming like them. There are lots of examples in stories, and I can't think of one right offhand, but where people who are being oppressed manage to make the fool of the ones who are oppressing them.
Mm-hmm.
By using humor, by keeping things in perspective, by keeping your energies high, you're calling on your higher self, you're calling on your ability to manifest something better.
Mm-hmm.
And we have great power. As soon as people start to get angry and upset and frustrated, they have just given in to the power. They're saying,
lost
the big
it.
Guys are more powerful than I am. And then you lose.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we've had unions, right? So
right.
that
right.
this can't happen. People need to unite. They need to keep their spirits up. And just
mm-hmm.
by keeping their spirits up, these managers are going to be afraid of them.
Right.
Because they're not acting helpless. They're not acting like victims. So as soon as people...
I call several times a day and
uh-huh.
tell them, now stop, breathe, you know, breathe, let it go, and go within yourself and just be above what's happening, the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well,
you know, it's hard to do when they're in the fray.
Tell them to put on a TV show for the cameras.
They have.
keep it up. Tell them to keep it up.
Yeah.
To have put on skits, you know, do their, make sure they have a show for every day for the cameras. It'll help them to keep up their, you know, their wits. It'll help them to to make it, turn this into the drama that it really is. This is not a life or death situation. It's
right.
an annoying job.
Yes. It involves like 6,000 people, so.
Yeah, but they have to keep their, this is why they have to form a union. And I don't mean an official union. I mean, they have to be united, and they have to be united in not believing that the bad guys have all the power.
Right.
And they will win, one way or another. They'll make their lives better. They'll raise their vibration. They'll move on and find something way better.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll continue telling them things like this and suggesting things like this. And
mm-hmm.
I used to work there. I don't work there anymore, but...
good.
You know,
okay.
I often
good luck.
Give them a show. Thank you, dear. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Lizanne. And I'm closing your line and asking you to touch number one, please. And I've already opened 949, ending in 8866. Go right ahead, please.
Oh, wow. Hi. I didn't think I'd be the lucky one. So, you know, it's not working on the computer, but it's working on the telephone. So I just want to let you know that. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah. And then also, just the reptilians are supposedly gone. So how much longer are we going to have to suffer through all this, like what she was talking about, the evil that's going on in the world and to bring in, you know, this new age that we want so badly? That's all.
Oh, well, dear, what is your name?
Hmm?
What is your name?
I'm sorry. I'm Wendy Martin, Costa Mesa, California.
Hi, Wendy.
Southern California.
Okay, well.
This breaks my heart. You know, we thought, you know, it was going to be fast, but it looks like we're going to have to pull it together ourselves. So, you know,
yes.
I just a little bit depressed, and I know that's not good either. So maybe just some words of encouragement.
Keep things in perspective, Wendy.
Okay.
It has only been, 5 weeks since the reptilians were removed. In historical terms, 5 weeks is not a long time.
You're right.
So look how many people were brainwashed for thousands of years. We can't expect that all of them are going to, you know, see the light in 5 weeks. But
okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I think everybody else would like to hear it too. God bless you.
This is not
bye-bye.
The same. Oh, thanks. Bye bye.
Well, I don't want to keep the time. It's down to 12 minutes. So
yeah. All right. So the end of the answer is these folks in this corporation, the upper management, are not necessarily evil. They are all desperate, too. They know that they're looking at a pink slip coming, and they're all, you know, eating each other because they're afraid that their family is going to be out on the street, too. So it's when this kind of thing, buyout, happens, it's people start to turn on one another, and it should be just the opposite. Once people figure this out, that if they unite and take care of each other, the results are always better. But these are people who are trained to be bosses, and they, you know, they still haven't dropped that yet. So be patient. Let's go on to the next person.
Okay, I've got to area code 949 that just opened, 5105. And Wendy, if you'll touch number 1, please, on your keypad. And please give your name, 949, ending in 5105.
This is Amora in Costa Mesa, California.
Go right ahead.
My question is, on the show I heard that Bernanke had resigned, but on the radio and in the newspapers, he's still pontificating. And they always say his term is up in January. Could you please clarify that?
I'd have to call on Saint Germain or someone else to clarify that. But I think if he still, I know that he did hand in a letter of resignation. Now maybe it hasn't been accepted until January 1st, but he's definitely on the way out. I'll have to, it's getting a little late in the call now, so we'll have to look that up another time.
Okay,
okay
thank
with you.
You
if we move on? Okay. We'll see.
All righty. I'm trying to open one more for you, Catherine. It's open if you want to take one.
Okay.
954 ending in 7989.
954, are you there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I would like to ask Catherine for the visual center. I try to do it, but I'm trying, but it's not working too well for me.
Okay. I should explain this more often to people. When I put those videos online, I never expected that anyone would be able to learn it just from watching the video. It was designed to just put it out there so people can see what it is. And I originally made those videos so that people that I was training could use them to learn more. So don't feel badly if you have trouble doing it all by yourself.
Okay.
It really does require, for most people, having a coach, someone who can help you with feedback. So it's very difficult to do it by yourself. So
okay, and I want to say thank you for the book, too, because I got it online.
Oh, good.
From Amazon, and it was so easy for me to get it, and I was like, wow, and it's a very good book.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank you. And thank you for helping us too, Catherine, because it's just like, you know, you are everything to us, you know.
Oh, thank you, dear.
And and because we go every day, I mean, I go to the page, your website, website is so beautiful now and easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm missing the Bible, I mean, the new
scripture. Oh, it's there. It's there. The Ten Commandments are there.
No, not the Ten Commandments. Oh,
no, no.
The
chapters, the scriptures.
The chapters. We do it. 18?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they are on Catherine's page. I try to keep the last week posted, and then as they time out, they're permanently the new scriptures you'll find on the sister website, which is earthascends.com. Earthascends.
Yeah,
is
it more coming?
Mother
we're
God.
Get more coming?
Mother Father.
We're gonna have more coming?
Are there more coming, are you saying? I think there are going to be two more.
Okay. Thank you.
I think there are going to be two more that will be ascension practices about ascension. I'll have to check again, but I believe that there are going to be two more. But the scriptures themselves are really pretty complete with the first 18.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and they're also on my site on whoneedslight.org.
Yeah, I've been living on your site, and the more I open, the more I find, and I go back to from the beginning and everything. Because it's so much to read and study, so it's just like you know,
it
don't need to do anything else.
Well, thank you for your call and your and the feedback.
Thank you very much. Thank you for everything, Anne and Catherine. Yes. You guys are like saviors.
Oh, thank you.
I think Zora and Mother God, they choose so well.
That's good. That's good.
Okay, so we're running out of time here, so
yeah.
I think we should probably.
Okay, I'm going to close the line here, and we won't open another line now. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have just time for our music and to say goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind everybody about the Saturday call again. And you said Zora is going to come on and do
He says things are going to change. He's got to get back on his mission again. And he wants people to know more about their brothers and sisters. You can listen to the call of the 26 where he explains it. And it's going to be sort of like in the old days when he was because new people are coming in and they haven't heard the history. And he wants to go back and start bringing them up to date, what to expect during ascension, during the emergence when the Agarthans do join with us on the surface. So he wants to go into that. And the way we used to do it was Billy would say hello for a little bit and maybe answer a couple questions, and then Zora would come in for the whole rest of the call. And it seems like that's what he's planning on doing so we can get all the new people back up to speed again. So,
okay, great. And that will be on Blog Talk Radio, Hollow Earth Network.
Yeah, this coming Saturday. Blog Talk Radio, Hollow Earth Network, and it's Saturday, 9 Pacific. So, and of course, I'll be posting it. There goes our time, Catherine. Woo.
Okay. Here goes our music.
Oh, great.
Good night, Anne.
Good night,
everybody.
Bye-bye.